Thanks for tuning in to Whole Being RN Radio. Here's your host, medical intuitive and master healer, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
Hey, y'all, it's Audrey Christie with AudreyChristie.com, the Whole Being RN, and welcome to Whole Being RN Radio. I'm your host. So I want to talk to you today about being stuck. And I don't mean physically stuck, although if you're physically stuck, please unstick yourself now. But I mean more like Groundhog Day stuck, you know, like Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day. And this comes up because it was just recently Groundhog Day. And not to mention, I was reflecting on my past few months from October 30th of 2016 all the way through February. And I realized I was living Groundhog Day, and not just Groundhog Day, but Groundhog Week and Groundhog Month. And really, when I looked back over the last several years, aside from some things, you know, like having kids and moving and things like that, essentially, I was living Groundhog Day every friggin' year. So after talking to some of my clients, I realized that I was not the only one who felt this way. So I'm hoping... Well, actually, I hope it doesn't sound familiar. I hope you're like, hells no, I don't do that. But I imagine that it might sound a little familiar to at least some of you. So maybe these are some ways to know if you are living in Groundhog Day. You take the same vacations every single year, maybe even with the same people. Personally, we're not like co-vacation type people. We like to go on our own. But maybe that's not it. Maybe you try the newest diet or weight loss fad or workout every single year. Or maybe you make New Year's resolutions and, oh shit, here it is February and it's already gone every single year. Or you try to get rid of the same habits. Maybe you try to drink less or stop using tobacco or stop eating carbs or start riding your bike more every single year. Or maybe you want to achieve XYZ so you can finally be happy every single year. Well, if you answered yes to one or more or all of these points, then you probably have groundhog-itis just like I did. And it's probably not helping you achieve your goals or happiness, which really, let's face it, right? Happiness is everyone's ultimate goal, right? So let's just pare it down. Let's take the universal goal of happiness. Oh, cue angels singing and gongs gonging. Most of us desire that goal, right? I can feel you. My empath self feels you nodding your head. So I'm going with it. So we're falling into the trap. And by we, I don't mean just like you and me listening to this, but I mean we as in like humans. Of I can be happy if blank, right? I can be happy if fill in the blank. I can be happy if not cool. I was in the same trap. And even though I was giving great advice, if I do say so myself, to my clients, I was not living that advice, right? So back in October, I decided to shed the I'll be happy if and decided to be happy right now. I decided to see everything through the lens of love, if you will. I literally like rose-colored glasses. And guess what? That simple shift on October 30th of 2016 shifted everything. I've been an outwardly positive person for some time, and I know a lot of you are too, or a lot of you struggle with that. Like, I want to be positive, but I want to be Pollyanna positive. But if I'm negative, then I won't be able to bring forth the stuff in the universe that I want to, you know, et cetera and so forth. It's a battle for those of us who are, old school law of attraction manifestors. But I've been outwardly positive for a long time, and I'm sure you have too, but shifting that focus to include everything in life really made the biggest difference. So let's break this down. So for me, I lost over 40 pounds since October 30th of 2016. And people always ask like, what are you doing? Tell me your secret. It's no secret. In its most basic form, I stopped trying to change my body. I stopped trying to say, you know what? I'll be happy in my body if. I'll be happy in my body when. And started being happy in my body now and loving it for where I am now. See? Rose-colored glasses, right? So if you want to try on rose-colored glasses, you can totally do that. So what I want you to do for one solid week, challenge yourself. I'm challenging you to try on my rose-colored glasses in just one single area of your life that you have that I'll be happy if scenario going on. My advice really is to try it with your body because your physical form will feel most within your control. And so that's an easy starting point. Sometimes when we try to make that initial starting point something that involves other people, we can feel a little bit out of control and it can be harder to stay in that rose-colored glasses mode. So we're going to tell that groundhogitis, bye Felicia, okay? And we're going to do this Love Your Body Challenge. So I want you to do it with me for 1 week. You're going to need a journal or maybe some scrap paper to write this down because I want you to feel that progression, okay? So the first step, you're going to write down everything you love about your body. And yes, you can find something, and preferably lots of things, right? But maybe start with the easy stuff. Do you love that it can take you places? Do you love that your feet are pretty? Do you have long nails? Are your boobs great? You know what? My boobs used to be great, and then I started working out, and now they've shrunk a lot. Okay, so that's what you're going to do first, okay? That's day one. The second thing you're going to do, and you can do this in the same day, or if you need to wait a day, that's cool too. But the second thing you're going to do is write down 3 times you feel the very best in your body and recreate at least one of them this week. So when and how do you feel best in your body? Is it in yoga? Is it in your favorite leggings? Do you have a pair of jeans that makes your ass look freaking amazing? Write down 3 times you feel best in your body and then recreate one of them this week. Okay. And then the last thing, we're going to stop dieting. Just stop. If you're dieting, if you're counting carbs, whatever, just stop. Stop the counting, the measuring, the restricting, and all of the restricting that comes with restricting your body and ignoring your internal cues. Because that app on your phone can't tell you when you're hungry. It can't tell you when you're not hungry. It can't tell you what to eat and when to eat. Well, it can, but it's not actually what is most optimal to be eating for you. So get rid of all that crap for 1 week. Stop the counting, measuring, restricting, and start listening to the internal cues of your body. And this will be the beginning of something totally new for you, because once it starts in your body, it's going to keep on, it's going to progress to other areas of your life. And before you know it, you'll look up 1 month, 2 months, 3 months down the road and be like, holy crap. Like everything has shifted. So I hope you find this extremely useful. You can always drop by my website, jump in our private Facebook group, Wellness Tribe. We would love to have you there. It's totally free. You can find that on the website at audreychristie.com. It'll be right there in the right-hand column. So much love to you, and I'll catch you on the next episode.